This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. Lifeline is a live program of inspirational teaching and your calls for prayer. That's Lifeline every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio. Wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You ever had somebody ask you this question? They walk up to you and they say, "Can I just speak freely? Can I just like tell you how I feel? I want to be honest with you. I want to be bluntly honest with you." How many recognize what they really want to do is they want to be able to say something to you without any consequence or any cost of their words? Amen. We in America, you know, we celebrate something called the freedom of speech. We can say what we want, and I thank God for this country. I'm glad I live here and I don't live anywhere else. I thank God for the First Amendment, which guarantees us the right to the freedom of religion, which is why we can gather in this building today and we can talk about Jesus. We can celebrate God. We can preach what we want to. We can have the Holy Ghost do what He wants to. And it don't matter what anybody thinks, we got the freedom to do it. Amen. And we have the right to believe what we preach. But may we never, ever, ever be deceived into believing that speech is free. We have the freedom of speech, but speech is not free. Because every word that comes out of your mouth has a cost factor to it. And we sometimes believe that we can speak, and we sometimes believe we can say certain things, especially to the people that are close to us. You say, "I just want to speak freely. I just want to say what's on my mind. I want to get it off my chest." And we say that as if there's no lingering consequence to the words we're about to say. Listen to me. Long after your words are silent, the influence of them will live on. How many of there are people in this room today, you're living with the influence of words in your life from 15 years ago, from 25 years ago, from 30 years ago, because somebody said something about you that got rooted and grounded in your heart and you've never been able to overcome it. It's actually shaped you into the kind of person that you are. Still living with them. Why? Because it's impossible to live without the cost of words in your life. In fact, if we finish reading Numbers chapter 14, you jump down to verse 28, here's the end of the story. Here's what God says to them. He says, the people who said, I wish we had gone back to Egypt. I wish we had never left. I think God brought us out here to kill us. We can't trust Moses. We can't trust Aaron. He's leading us into a place that's dangerous. We're going to all wind up dead. Here's what the Lord says to them in verse 28. He says, as truly as I live. How many of you believe it can't get no truer than that? This is God talking, and God is saying, as truly as I live. How many know God's alive and not dead? He's fixing to give them some truth. Amen. He said, as truly as I live, what I heard you say, that's what I'm going to do for you. They said, let us die in the wilderness. Guess what happened to them for 40 years? They lived and died in the wilderness. Don't need no devil. Didn't need Satan to attack them. They did themselves in with their mouth. Sometimes we talk ourselves out of a victory and we talk ourselves right into trouble. Somebody say, shh, be quiet. Victory is on its way. How many of you realize that God had built for them homes that they wouldn't have to build? I mean, think about that. He had already planted for them vineyards that they were going to reap from, that they were going to enjoy the blessings of, that they didn't even have to plant. God had already prepared that for them. They were going to drink water from wells that they would not even have to dig. And they talked themselves right out of it. Because somewhere in the process, they got tired of waiting, and they began to talk, and they began to grumble, and they began to complain, and they began to fuss. And all of a sudden, what happens? They find out, man, I'm going to die in the middle of this wilderness because I just can't keep my mouth shut. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know there was a victory in process for them? How do you know there was a victory in process for my life? I don't see anything happening in my life. Well, can I just tell you this, if you're a believer? This is what the Bible promised you. It says all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to His purpose. That's for the believer. So if you're a believer today, guess what? No weapon formed against you can prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you can condemn it. What was meant for evil, God can turn it for your good. There is a victory that is in progress for your life. I believe it's time for us to realize that God wants us to turn our curse into a blessing. Come on, it's time to reverse the curse. We need to stop talking ourselves into defeat. We need to stop blabbing our emotional feelings to everybody we come into contact with and tell them how rough it is and how hard it is and nobody gets me and nobody understands. Shut your mouth. Victory is on the way. Sometimes we just got to zip up our lip. Sometimes we just got to believe God's word and believe that God is able to perform all that He says that He's going to do. How many know God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should have to repent? He is God all by Himself. Quit walking around saying, oh, this economy, my blessings dried up. The economy is so terrible. It's so bad. I don't think I'll ever climb out of this hole. I don't think America will never be as great as it ever was. Things have gone downhill. It's been terrible. I think I'm just going to quit my job and go home early. Watch TV till they cut the cable off. Oh, I feel a little bit of sweat. I'm coming down with something. I got the bird flu, the swine flu. Oh, God. I got to go to the doctor. Doc, I think I got the swine flu. On the internet at 3 in the morning for 5 hours. Checking out symptoms. Well, it says right there, if one eye is lower than the other, I've got some serious issues. Well, no, maybe your mama drops you on your head when you was a baby. That's all it is to it. Maybe God wants me to stay single. Maybe there's no man out there for me. Maybe there's no wife out there for me. Maybe God doesn't have any more relationships for me. What you need to realize is that if God promised you, there's somebody out there waiting for you. Sometimes you just got to be quiet. Sometimes you don't need to be on the hunt. Get off of Match.com and Christian Mingles and wait on the Lord. What you need to say, God, I'll be quiet till you bring my promise, because I know my promise is on the way. I know that you've ordained for my life a life of blessing, a life of happiness, a life of joy. And I declare in the name of Jesus, it is mine. And I will not talk myself out of it. Psalms 141:3, David said this. He said, Lord, set a guard over my mouth and keep watch over the doors of my lips. Psalm 19:14 says, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So how do I keep my mouth shut? It's not in your own strength. It's in his strength. Oh, God, help us to learn to watch what we say and what we think. You say, well, you know, sometimes I just can't control myself. My mama was the same way. Her mama before her, and her mama before her, her mama before her. We've been blabbermouths from generations and generations. We just don't know how to shut up. Joyce Meyer was telling a story on TV a few months ago, and she's talking about how people don't know how to control themselves, control their mouths, and they run their mouth all the time. And she said, that ain't true. That ain't true. She said, I can stand around the corner of a room and I can hear ladies going at it. Just blah, 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 blah. Just blabbing away at the mouth. Everything's negative. Everything's down. Comes around the corner, walks in the room. Oh, hello, Joyce. So good to see you. Bless God. Praise the Lord, Joyce. You can control yourself if you want to. You can shut up if you want to. You can be quiet. You can shut your mouth. In the right circumstances, you know how to do it already. Amen. A lot of us control ourselves, but we control ourselves around people we're trying to impress. We put on the mask. I must impress them. A lot of times the people we should love the most are the ones that we keep dumping on with our mouth. The ones that we are closest to are the ones we dump on the most. My wife don't need to know everything I'm feeling all the time. Why do I want to bring her down into my mess? I need to deal with my mess with Jesus so I can get up out of it. I don't want to bring her down there with me. That's a bad place for both of us. Then, next thing you know, we want to kill each other. I don't have to have a comeback. I can just let it go. I don't have to respond to every opportunity that I get. I mean, the next time somebody blows their horn at you on US-1, you don't have to blow your horn four times back. You can just let it go. You don't have to do that. Come on, next time somebody in your office says something to you, and you don't have to come back and say something back to them. You can smile. Pray about it and shut your mouth.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Well, some of y'all walk away, let's wait till I get them alone. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. And then you go sit at your desk for 2 hours plotting on how you're going to get them back and don't get no work done. You've become the state's attorney. You get done plotting it out, and your law and order ain't got nothing on me. Justice! Sometimes you just got to be quiet and hold your peace. Malachi chapter 2, verse 7 says this, you have wearied the Lord with your words. My God. Here's a late bulletin for some of you. Ding, 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 ding. Not only is your wife tired of hearing it, not only is your husband tired of hearing it, not only are your kids tired of hearing it, not only is your dog tired of walking the other way when you come home, but God is tired of hearing it.
Amen.
You have wearied the Lord with your words. God done said, you done wore me out with your words. There comes a time in our lives, ladies and gentlemen, that I've got to recognize that victory is on its way. I've got to pray. I've got to trust. I've got to obey. I've got to walk in faith because victory is on its way. Listen, there are really times in our life when we need to be quiet and pay attention to what God is doing. Amen? Here, let me give you a few things and we're going to wrap this up. When we just need to be quiet and let God do what He's going to do. The first one is this. You can write this down. When there is no evidence that anything God promises is coming to pass, that's when you should shut your mouth. When there is no evidence that anything God promises is coming to pass, when you see no evidence, when you see nothing to support what you've been believing for, God has given you a promise and it looks like it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to come to pass. At that moment, you have got to learn to say, I've got to be quiet. Victory. Victory is on its way. If God said it, then God's going to do it. How many of you know most of us in desperation will just cut loose with our mouth? We just let it fly. We start saying things like, well, God must have forgotten about me, and I don't know if this thing's ever going to work out. And I must have been foolish to really believe that this was God. This must have been in my head. I've been going around telling everybody and walking in faith and putting it all out there. And now it's just me. It's my flesh. I'm so dumb. I'm going to move to another town and go to another church. I think I'm just going to go fishing for the weekend. I'm just going to quit and go away. I can't trust God anymore. Secondly, write this one down, is when you feel overwhelmed and you're surrounded by enemies who seek to do you harm. That's when you need to be quiet. When you feel overwhelmed and you're surrounded by enemies who seek to do you harm. Listen, not everybody you love is believing for your breakthrough. Not everybody is excited about your dream. I'm about to help somebody right here. Not everybody wants to see your success. And the day that you wake up and realize it is a day that you'll be happier than you are right now. You need to go ahead and settle that. Not everybody you like is pulling for your dream. When you get that revelation, you'll quit crying over who didn't get on board with your plan. And you'll just keep going the plan with Jesus. Don't you just like hanging out with people that are happy all the time? Instead of hanging out with people that are just always downcast or they're always whining about everything or they're upset or something's going wrong, they can't handle it. Nobody loves me. Nobody support me. Nobody's got my back. Nobody. Keep talking that way and you won't have nobody in your life. There'll be nobody around. Amen? When you get that way, at that point, you have got to harness yourself and say, wait a minute. Hang on. There is a victory that's on its way to me. God is doing something in my life. You know, good and well, they marched around that city. There were people from Jericho standing up on the wall, and they were yelling down to them, calling them names, laughing at them, saying, what y'all doing down there walking around the city like a bunch of idiots? All you're doing is kicking up a bunch of dirt, getting your feet dirty. What do you think you're going to do? This city has never been defeated. This city has the biggest walls on the face of the planet. This city is the most powerful city in the world. These walls have never fallen before. These walls have never been penetrated before. What makes you think you can do something walking around that little tiny box blowing your little tiny horns like some kind of little band? Who do you think you are? Do you think you're going to penetrate these walls? What makes you believe that you're going to get that promotion? What makes you think you're going to get that raise? What makes you think you're going to have that promise? What makes you think you're going to get through the day? What makes you think you're going to make it through the week? What makes you believe that in your life? What is it? And Joshua said, don't listen to them. Ignore them. Don't you listen to them. Don't you listen to them, because if you listen to them, you're going to be tempted to open your mouth and you're going to try to prove your faith. You need to shut your mouth and you need to march and you need to be quiet. Victory is on its way. David said in Psalm 62:1, truly my soul waits silently upon God. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? To them I was just a broken down wall and a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from a high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face and they curse me in their heart. But my soul will wait in silence for God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock. He only is my salvation. He only is my defense. I shall not be shaken. Now that's a winning attitude right there. How many of you can't have the job that I have as the pastor of a church and not have somebody in the community upset about something you're doing? There's always somebody upset about what I'm doing down here. It ain't got nothing to do with what we're doing. Amen? Because the more you do in the kingdom, the more people are going to talk about you. Some of it's jealousy. Some of it is envy. Some of it is people just don't want you to be successful. Come on, talk to me, somebody. There are places that I can go right here in this city where there's all kinds of stuff being said. People spoken certain things against me, against my family, against my folks, against me and Kim. You know what? Sometimes I want to go to them places and I want to knock on a few doors and say, let me tell you something. Let me set the record straight. But let me explain to you why you've been wrong. Who do you think you are? And something on the inside of me says, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there. I will vindicate. I will cause the truth to come out. I will prove you. You just need to be quiet because there's a victory on the way for Truth Church.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support. Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.